Hi, Rose.
We brought dinner.
What'd you get?
A bucket of chicken. I hope you like it extra flat and crispy.
It's a pizza, Rose.
I knew that. I just meant what kind.
Did you really know that, Rose?
No. But I thought I could cover.
I'm glad you're all here. I want you to try something. Here, taste this. What do you think?
It's water.
I didn't ask you to identify it. I asked you what you thought.
It's good.
Just good?
Very good.
How would you describe the taste?
Refreshing, clear, clean.
Would you buy this water?
Oh, no, sure, absolutely. Why not?
We're rich. We're rich. It comes from the hose out back. Move over, Perrier. Patrilla water is on the way. I know what you're going to say. Another one of my get-rich-quick schemes. This is different. I've been working on this since noon.
Ma, when are you going to learn that these money-making gimmicks of yours never work?
Hey, I'm not the only one with big dreams. I remember a time when we all thought catering was the ticket. You remember that?
Girls, this time, I think we have really hit the jackpot.
Oh, me too. This wedding consultant business is the smartest thing we've ever done.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous about tomorrow. I've never cooked for 300 people.
Please, in Sicily, we did it all the time. And we didn't have the modern conveniences you have today. We had to slaughter our own meat, prepare our own seasonings, and if the food wasn't perfect after cappuccino, they shot the cook.
Ma, you're making that up.
No, I'm not. Why do you think there are only two guys from Italy?
Oh, places, everybody. Hit it.
You know, this is boring.
I know how we could make the time go faster. We could sing a work song like they do on the railroad. Just follow my lead.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.
Rose, just stuff it.
Who on earth could that be at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Maybe it's a Jehovah's Witness with a caffeine problem.
Maybe we should go see.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a weapon.
Please, the three of you without makeup is enough to scare anyone.
Who is it?
Priscilla?
Priscilla, you're getting married tomorrow. You should be in bed.
There's not going to be a wedding.
The hell there isn't. Sorry, dear, you were saying.
Ramon and I had a fight. I decided I'm not going to marry him.
Oh, honey, now that's ridiculous to call off your wedding because of a silly little argument. What did Ramon do?
He slept with my best friend.
We're going to eat chicken for the rest of our lives.
Priscilla, I'm so sorry.
Listen, be grateful he got it out of his system before the marriage. It'll give you something to make him feel guilty about. Most women go through 3-4 years of marriage for ammunition like that.
Hello, Miami Mom's Catering.
It's Ramon.
tell him he's the scum of the earth.
She says that you are the scum of the earth. But she said it with a lot of love in her eyes. He says he's sorry.
Did you hear that, darling? He's sorry. So I guess that settles everything. Okay, good night, and we'll see you at your wedding.
Girls, wait a minute. We're talking about the sacred institution of marriage here. Are you willing to sacrifice the happiness of these two kids for the almighty dollar?
Yes.
I just want to be sure we were in agreement.
I'm going to put Priscilla on now. Just talk to him.
Hello? Uh-huh. 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 Okay, goodbye. We're back together.
You know, sometimes when you really talk things out like that, you can solve it.
I can't thank you ladies enough. We're so much in love. Ramon can't even wait until tomorrow.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
We're eloping to Las Vegas.
You what?
He's booking the flight right now.
Oh, congratulations, darling.
Congratulations.
Oh, listen, we were going to give you your wedding gift tomorrow, but since we won't see you, why don't you take it home with you tonight?
Oh, thank you.
Good night. Dorothy, are you crazy? We're going to lose a fortune on this wedding.
And you let her march out that door with your best piece of crystal.
Hello, police? Yeah, I'd like to report a robbery.
But that wasn't a scheme, Sophia. That was a legitimate business.
And we lost our shirts. That's the beauty of this water thing. You can't lose. It's a ripoff, pure and simple. That's why the French were the first ones to come up with it.
Sophia, why are you so obsessed with money?
Because I want to buy a TV for my bedroom.
Ma, we have a perfectly good TV set in the living room.
Yeah, but you never let me watch what I like. And I want to make sure I don't miss that final episode of MASH I've been hearing so much about.
Sophia, honey, that show hasn't been on in years.
Is Hotel still on?
Yes.
Hotel is still on and MASH isn't? How gullible do you think I am? Do I look like Donna Rice?
You know, Ma, I seem to remember another time you were trying to make extra money so you could buy a TV set.
Do you happen to be talking about Brooklyn, April 1954?
You remember that, but you don't know that MASH is off the air.
Shut up and stroll with me down memory lane. I'd taken in some sewing. It was a couple of weeks before Easter.
I'm home.
I'll call the New York Times.
What's for dinner?
Pierre is writing today's selections on the blackboard in the kitchen.
My tooth.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Stay away from the fruit on the table. It's wax.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, Dorothy, I didn't know you were coming over. Did you bring the kids?
No, actually, I wanted a chance to talk to you alone.
Sal, Dorothy's here.
Did she bring the kids?
Hi, Pop. No, the kids are at home.
Hey, what the hell is this? I thought dinner was in the oven. There's nothing in here but a tin plate.
Take the foil off the top. It's something new. It's called a TV dinner.
The wax fruit looks better.
Ma, I need to ask you a favor. I want to get a part-time job, and I was wondering if you could watch the kids 2 days a week.
Stan lost his job. I told you that yutz is a deadbeat.
Stan did not lose his job.
His job he could afford to lose, a novelty salesman. The novelty would be if he made a sale.
Don't listen to your mother. There's a big market for novelties. That plastic dog do we snuck into Charlie Nadell's lunch pail was a scream. I'll bet his cocker spaniel will catch hell for that tonight.
Lucky me, I'm married to the old coward of Canarsie.
Ma, I just want to pick up a couple extra dollars so we can buy a television set.
No.
What?
No, I won't watch the kids.
But you love it when the kids come over for a visit.
That's not the point. I won't let you throw away good money. This TV thing is just a fad.
Hey, did you notice turkey comes with stuffing?
Ma, TV is not a fad. Otherwise, Swanson would have called those radio dinners.
I told you, no.
I didn't know these were mashed potatoes. They don't have lumps like yours.
You want lumps, Salvador? I'll give you lumps.
Well, I cannot believe you are so old-fashioned in your thinking.
I said no and it's no, and I'm too busy to have this argument.
Fine. I'll just leave the kids with Stan's mother.
Over my dead body? That gorilla scares the children. Your Michael didn't sleep for a week after he saw her the last time.
Ma, that is enough. One way or another, I'm going to earn that money for the television set.
Sophia, would you just tell us so your husband can enjoy his meal in peace?
Tell me what?
You know, these peas taste just like fresh. But you can't mix them with the mashed potatoes. They should have a tunnel running from the pea compartment to the mashed potato compartment.
Ma, what is Pop talking about? What should you tell me?
All right, all right. It's your 10th anniversary next month. Your father and I decided to buy you a TV set as a gift.
Ma, you can't afford that.
That's why I'm doing alterations. You think I need a wardrobe this size to go to Mulberry Street and squeeze a zucchini?
Oh, Ma.
What's so funny?
I lied. I wanted the job so that we could buy Pop a television for his birthday.
Then it's settled. You buy us one, we'll buy you one.
It's a deal.
Sure. Then your father can go watch the Friday night fights with your yutz of a husband. You can come over here and watch Person to Person with me. And maybe once a week, the whole family can come over and watch that new show, Make Room for Daddy.
Thanks, Ma. Mm.
Where are you going?
Get some air.
We got air in the house.
I like beer with my air. You wait up for me?
Don't I always?
I love you.
I love you, too. I look at him, I see Errol Flynn.
That pizza was delicious.
The best.
There's still one piece left. Who wants it?
I do.
I do.
Oh, well, I can split it three ways.
What am I supposed to do, lick the box?
Ma, you don't like store-bought pizza. You prefer homemade.
I also prefer milk straight from a cow. I adapt. This is awful.
Ma, if you weren't going to eat it, why did you take it?
It's the principle. You're always leaving me out of things.
Now, Sophia, that's not true.
The hell it isn't. What about that dance marathon you cut me out of?
Oh, now, come on, Ma, that was different. There was money at stake.
We didn't even tell each other about that.
I remember I was the first one to arrive, you remember? And I was wearing that blue sequin dress.
You quit complaining, Marty. It's going to be fun.
You said we were going dancing tonight. You failed to mention it was a dance marathon.
Well, the first prize is $1,000, and I have to have that money. I'm in desperate need of medical attention.
Is it serious?
Very. If I can't afford a new fall wardrobe, I'll never land myself a doctor. No offense, Marty.
You know, Blanche, sometimes I don't think you're serious about me.
Don't be silly. I love you as much as I could any dry cleaner. Run, get us a number. Go on.
Why, hello there, Blanche.
Well, Dorothy, Russell, hi. What are y'all doing here?
Russell and I just entered the dance marathon.
Really? So did I.
Yes. It's for charity. I thought it would be fun.
Uh-huh. Well, have yourself a good time and try not to overdo it.
Blanche, what is that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing. It's just that these things can be a little strenuous for a woman of your years.
Who am I? Mamie Eisenhower? I can last just as long as you can.
Oh, Dorothy, please. I think I do have a little more endurance than you.
Blanche, we are not dancing on our backs.
You take that back.
I will not. You just implied that I'm an old lady.
Oh, well, honey, I didn't mean to imply it. I meant to say it flat out.
You know what your problem is, Blanche? You can't stand a little competition. Which is why you tried to keep this whole thing a secret from me.
Well, I noticed you're here too, Dorothy, so you tried to keep it a secret from me.
Hi, girls.
At two, Judas.
No, it's me, Rose. I'm just... So you two found out about this thing, too, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, let me give you a little friendly advice. You're wasting your time. Because that $1,000 prize is going to be mine. When I was younger, I was known as the dancing fool.
How old were you when they dropped the dancing part?
Yowza, 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 ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 13th annual Jefferson Hospital Heart Charity Dance Marathon. Yes, sir. One word of caution before we begin. Contrary to what some folks thought last year, this marathon is not part of the cardiac rehabilitation program here at the hospital. So, if any of you toe-tappers have more than 30% blockage, we implore you to leave the dance floor at this time. All right now, let's let the dance marathon begin. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Blanche, you're not going to believe this.
What?
I just twisted my ankle. I'm not going to be able to dance.
No, you have to.
I can't believe you forced me to dance all night in pain.
Oh, my.
I mean, if you win, you said you were going to take all the money. What do I get out of this evening? Let's samba.
Gentlemen, our charity dance marathon is now entering its seventh hour. Let's give our contestants a great big hand.
Hi, girls. How are you holding up?
Oh, fine. Just doing fine.
Terrific.
You know, this reminds me of the big dance back in St. Olaf to kick off pretzel week. My Uncle Gunther after the great beer nut shortage of 29.
Foul! Send a judge over here. This woman is trying to put us to sleep.
You're just exhausted and you're trying to blame it on me.
Exhausted? I'll show you who's exhausted. Maestro, how about something with a little octane?
Okay, little lady. All right, boys, take it away. A 1, 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Heaven's sake, go on.
No, Dave, I better do this by myself. You might get hurt. 3, 4.
Thank you.
it's going to be a long night.
Ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for our four remaining couples as we enter lucky hour number 13. And a special round of applause for that spunky Nick Montevesi. He outran enemy fire at Iwo Jima, but phlebitis is the enemy he couldn't outrun tonight. And now, it's time to tango.
Blanche, I can't.
No.
I can't go on.
No, no, now you have to, Marty. Just a little while longer and I'll have that $1,000. And you will have a wonderful story to tell your poker club.
No, I'm sorry, Blanche. I quit.
Don't you dare.
No, no, I quit.
Don't you dare leave the dance floor. Uh-oh,
ladies and gentlemen, it looks like couple number 29 is out of the competition. And that little lady on the dance floor is out, too, unless she can find a new partner within the next minute.
Sir, listen, would you consider dumping your partner and dancing with me? Huh? Listen, sir, excuse me, would you consider it if I...
Dorothy! Dorothy! I got a Charlie horse, and I can't make it.
Shake it off him! Russell, come back! Russell, come back here! Come back here! Russell!
Looks like it's just you and me, Blanche.
Rose, I'm afraid I have to leave.
Are you in pain?
I will be if my wife catches me and she just walked in.
David! David!
Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we have a winner! Couple number 29!
I won!
Just a minute, it's not over yet. It looks like we have another couple re-entering the dance floor.
Forget the look on your face when Dorothy and I tangled onto the floor.
And I will never forget the look on your faces when you were disqualified and I won the $1,000.
And it was so sporting of you to share your winnings. With my $10, I got that can opener I always needed.
Don't say no. Just hear me out. Do you think I'm cute?
Oh, Ma.
Just answer.
Yes, yes, Ma. I think you're cute.
Would you say cute verging on adorable?
Sophia, what's this all about?
Just picture my face on this jar filled with my tomato sauce. We could put Paul Newman out of business.
Oh. Ma, if you had your choice of a spaghetti sauce with your picture on it or Paul Newman's picture on it, which would you choose?
Back to square one?